A key provision in the Graham-Cassidy-Heller-Johnson bill would replace the tax credits and subsidies states get under the ACA with block grants. Supporters, including co-sponsor Senator Dean Heller, say this type of funding provides more autonomy and flexibility. Chuck Dort heads up Community Health Alliance in Reno. He's critical of the bill, saying block grants allocated to states are capped, and this limitation could put states in a tough position.
It means that somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. And so are the winners going to be kids? Are they going to be seniors or people with disabilities? And who are the losers going to be?
Critics also say that block grants don't take into account fluctuations in the economy, like inflation or even changes in population. If passed, block grants would last until 2026. John Packham is a Nevada healthcare policy expert and says this could create a shortfall.
It will force some pretty drastic cuts in Medicaid. It will upend progress we've made on the private exchanges, despite all of their shortcomings. We've seen coverage gains over the last 4 years that we hate to see reversed by Graham Cassidy.
Speaking with KTVN Channel 2, Heller explained his support.
It returns powers to the states, provides ultimate flexibility to governors and legislatures, regardless of whether they expanded Medicaid or not.
But Governor Brian Sandoval joined a group of governors from both parties in opposing this latest GOP effort. He's asking lawmakers to take a more bipartisan approach to health care reform that includes health committee hearings and input from stakeholders. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.